You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Celtics podcast here on the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
So hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy J's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners, way up in the rafters, J. King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melis, Rainy J's.
Welcome back. Yeah, that's a new theme song. That is amazing. Amazing. I can't even begin. I've been playing this thing all day. I was driving through Saugus and Revere blasting the theme song just over and over again from my car. So anybody in the
let's take a break right now. Just play it again. Just play it again.
Just do it again. Let's go.
Yeah.
So hype right now. Anything's possible. Oh my mama. Oh my mama, baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy J's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Ooh. This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners, way up in the rafters, J. King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, it's the best way. Melis, Rainy J's.
You just wanted to hear him say your name again.
When he says my name, like a huge smile came on my face. Like, whoa! It was so awesome. It's such a good theme song.
In the last iteration of the theme song, he said Corrales, Packard, and J. King. Now, in the first theme song, he didn't have Packard in there. Then in the second version, he said Corrales, Packard, and J. King, so we got our last names in. But this one was not full names and Sam Jam Packard. Like, he got the nickname in there. I mean, we're almost waiting for you to say Jam in the background. That would have been like a nice, you know how he does the, like, he kind of does like the little, his own voice, like in the background as like a, whatever.
Yeah, like the small ad-libs and stuff.
Yeah. Like, it would have been great if he had taken a jam from you, from one of the podcasts, and just had that as one of, like, an ad-lib in the back. That would have been...
I'm just shocked Millie's knows my name. Like, I know I've met him a couple times, and I've, like, definitely messaged with him, like, on Twitter DMs and stuff, but just, like, to hear him say my name. Like, I was just watching him on, like, doing freestyles and... on like Sway and like just like very popular things where it's just like he's a very established rapper and it's like, why is he saying my name at all in a bar?
Doing this at all? Why is he like making new theme songs for us? Like, I think he's past that. I think he's above that, but he's still doing it. So as long as he wants to keep doing it, I'll keep taking it. This one, I mean, I can't even original beat, like before he was going over the Ed OG beat. And now this is a completely new, original, fresh for us. I mean, I think it says a lot about us, how far we've come.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when Millie's was like, nah, I gotta come correct on this one now, because these guys are so big, I gotta put in, like, extra effort. So, look, for real though, this is a dude who just dropped another album. He's doing shows, he's doing all these things that you said, and he's still, like, creating a beat, and creating this song, and it's not like a 20-second. So that thing went on for like what, like almost a minute. This is awesome.
It's absolutely insane. But you know, it's like The cream rises to the top. The best Celtics podcast goes to the best Boston rapper. It just feels like it makes sense. It
absolutely makes sense. By the way, we've been talking all this time, I'm John Corrales. That's Jan Packard. You know us. We're the Rain and Jays. We're talking whatever, you know, USA basketball, you know, whatever. This is our first podcast in about a week. Eventually we'll go back to daily when things start to pick up a little bit. So appreciate you all sticking with us throughout all of this. We've had Jam's been on vacation. Jay's been on vacation. I've been on vacation. You know, so we've all kind of had like overlapping trips. I went down to New Orleans, which was a blast. You were in Canada. How was it, you know, traveling?
Oh, Canada was fantastic. We drove across the Western Rockies, went to Calgary, Banff, Jasper, went to the hometown of Kelly Olynyk, Kamloops, British Columbia. And let me tell you, I did not see one Kelly Olynyk jersey in the entire town. It was a bit disappointing, but everything else was fantastic. We had some poutine, some big smoked sausage. It was a good time.
How long is it going to take for you to stop talking in this horrible, half-breed Canadian?
Oh, brother, man, I don't think it's ever going to stop because it's one of the most fun things I can do.
It's you're good at it. You're really good at it. It sounds almost like
legit, eh?
Yeah, it's a close. It's almost like a Fargo type of thing. You got like a Fargo thing going on.
So I was driving across. I drove from Calgary up to like the Western Rockies and like down to Vancouver. And I was listening to a lot of Canadian radio, and there was literally a segment on CBC, which is like their NPR. It was an hour-long segment just all about apologizing, and it was just talking about how the need to say sorry. And just how saying sorry was the most important thing. And it was the funniest thing in the world. And I'm just the Canadian people were fantastic. I was quite upset that there was no remembrance, no respect given to the great Kelly Olynyk in Kamloops, British Columbia. But they did have a fantastic zoo, eh? And so I can't really blame them.
Too caught up in the zoo to, you know, talk about Kelly Olynyk. Well, you know, it's nice that you got to Canada. You know, it's hard to get there, you know, all tucked away down there. But it's fun to go out there and enjoy yourself there. Jay's still on vacation. He's been enjoying the great American South. And, yeah, so we're back. We're here to talk basketball eventually. In fact,
what happened when I was gone, eh?
Well, Marcus Smart hurt his calf, and then it got.
Well, that's not good.
That's not good. Then it got better, and
that's good.
Now he's able to play, and the United States basketball team is currently in Australia. Please don't do a bad Australian accent. Stick to the back.
You have too many Australian listeners to. I wouldn't disrespect them like that. Although, if I did spend 9 days in Australia, you best believe I would come back speaking an Australian accent.
Absolutely. I wouldn't expect you to do anything less. So, they're down there now, and they are going to be practicing and going through their.
Here's a question.
Yes.
I'm a little, like, how does this all USA basketball stuff work? Like, they're clearly, this isn't the Olympics. They're, like, what tournament is this team training for? I realized this the other day. I was like, I don't know what that, like, yeah, I guess that USA basketball happens every summer. But, like, what is this in preparation for? There's a select team. There's another team. Like, there's going to be whittled down at some point. What are these guys prepping for? Or is this just, like, USA basketball? Why are they in Australia? Eventually they go to China at some point?
Yes.
I don't know. I'm just generally confused. And I'm hoping you, as a capital J journalist, will give me the answers.
I will give you the capital A answer after we take a break.
Oh, hey, that's how you tease it in the CBC radio business.
sorry. But we got sorry, but before we go to break, I got to do this. Fantasy football is back, so if you are a fantasy football player, make sure you listen to Vinny Iyer and the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast. Vinny gives you the edge with over 20 years covering fantasy football. Don't listen to the same stuff as everybody else, then you're the same as them. You need to get an edge, and you'll get that from Vinny. It'll put you ahead on draft day and put you ahead all season long. So go check out the Locked On Fantasy Football Podcast on your favorite podcast provider. We're back after this on the Locked On Celtics podcast.
You are Locked On Celtics, your daily Boston Celtics podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
So the United States national basketball team is in Melbourne, Australia, currently training for the FIBA World Cup of Basketball.
Oh.
Yes, this is a tournament that it's a qualifying tournament for the Olympics, which is next year. So basically, for those of you who haven't been following or have been traversing the Great White North, this is a, it's, they do this kind of like every 4 years, and they, but they're, it used to be called the World Championships or something like that. They changed the name to the World Cup to kind of get some more interest in it. The select team that you were talking about, Sam, is kind of like the younger players. So they had Jason Tatum on the select team. They have some like the rookies on the select team. And then some of those guys can get, like De'Aaron Fox got called up, but then he pulled out. So, but there are guys that the select team's kind of like the JV team, for lack of a better term. So those are the guys that are preparing for potentially getting into the men's national team. So they're in Australia. There are 13 players now left, and they can only take 12. So right
now, intrigue.
So let's see here. We got 4, 8, 12, 13. Here are the guys that are on the team right now. One of these guys will not remain on the team. Harrison Barnes, Jaylen Brown, Joe Harris, Kyle Kuzma, Brooke Lopez, Chris Middleton, Donovan Mitchell, Mason Plumlee, Marcus Smart, Jason
what?
Tatum. Yes.
A Plumlee.
A Plumlee has made it onto the roster. Marcus Smart, Jason Tatum, Miles Turner, Kemba Walker, and Derek White. So one of these guys will not make it. And it kind of depends on, I don't know what it depends. It depends on what they, Greg Popovich and staff think is better suited for international competition. Not necessarily who's better. So my big thing here, so Marcus Smart injured his calf. He had calf tightness. So whatever that was, he took a week and a half off or so. Now he's back. He's cleared. He's practicing. The schedule for Team USA right now, August 19th, which is Monday when you're listening to this, they'll be training in Melbourne, 20th, 21st, training the 22nd. There's USA versus Australia exhibition. And they do that again two nights later, and then they go to Sydney to play the Canadian national team on August 26th.
Oh, you mean Jamal Murray, Kelly Olynyk, Andrew Wiggins, and the boys?
Yes, the boys, those guys. They travel to China on August 29th, and then the FIBA Basketball World Cup begins on August 31st. First, actually, their first game is on September 1st against the Czech Republic. That's a schedule. I think now you look at the guys that like De'Aaron Fox just withdrew. A lot of guys withdrew. Kyle Lowry wanted to play, but he wasn't able to play because of his thumb surgery. This roster needs another guard. So I think right now Smart, Tatum, and Kemba are locks, I think. And it comes down to Jaylen Brown. I think Jaylen Brown's probably going to make it, but who knows? He's kind of on the, edge. I don't know if the Plumlee is going to stick around. We're looking at, geez, they don't have any other bigs though. It's Lopez, Plumlee, Miles Turner. I don't think they need three bigs. I think Mason Plumlee is the guy that probably gets cut.
I mean, that sounds about right, but maybe they do need other bigs. The guy who also sticks out to me on that list is Harrison Barnes. Like, really? I feel like Harrison Barnes also, always goes off against the Celtics, or has done so at least once or two times in the past, but he just doesn't he doesn't feel like the type of player that the U.S., like the rest of the roster is, which is either like established vet like Kemba or like young up and comer. He's just kind of that mid-range guy. So he doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But, here's like the question is like, is this good for the Celtics overall? Just like playing on this team? Cause there's like a, I was generally out of touch with the basketball world, but I did listen to the podcast with Simmons and Windhorst talking about kind of like the bump that a lot of players get from playing USA basketball. And so it's like, there's a positive from that, but also playing a lot of basketball and then traveling back from China, I think has, especially with like teams who go there in the preseason, have been a little sluggish. So I'm curious to hear like what your thoughts on like all these guys participating in this on this team is, do you think will be a general benefit or negative for the Celtics moving forward?
I've been very pro them going and doing this. I mean, the finals are on September 15th. They'll be able to come back.
Oh, plenty of time.
Plenty of time. You know, come back to Boston, get yourself acclimated. I mean, it's not great to be in China and then come back and try to get yourself set, but you know, what's that going to take? A week at the most to get yourself back? Like, I think these guys can acclimate pretty easily. Take a little time off, rest your body, go in whenever you go in to get like some treatment, get whatever, and then by October 1st, you're back at it. So I think these guys are going to do fine. I love the opportunity for these players to play with Kemba, get out there on a basketball court. You know, Kemba and the two wings and Kemba with Smart and trying to play off of one another. I think that's been advantageous. And so I don't see anything wrong with this. I don't think it puts them at any more risk of injury because they're going to still be playing basketball. Like if they weren't doing this, they'll still be working out. They'll still be playing. Maybe they're not going exactly as hard, but that's fine. They're under the watchful eye of Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr and Lloyd Pierce. And so they're fine. Those guys will not put any NBA players at risk. So I'm very pro all of this. I think if Team USA decides to go with the three bigs, because, you know, if one of these bigs does get hurt, if Miles Turner turns an ankle or something like that, you don't want to be left too, like, ass out. So maybe you keep Plumlee. Kyle Kuzma might be a guy that, like, Brown can hit threes. Harrison Barnes can hit threes. Kuzma, not so much. He's struggled a little bit from behind the arc. Tatum can hit threes. I think Middleton, obviously, like all of these other wings can hit the three on a very regular basis. You keep Joe Harris because he'll be a zone buster. I think Kuzma and Plumlee are the two guys that are most at risk, which means I think all four Celtics go out there and really have this opportunity to play. You tell me, Sam, beyond the playing, beyond all of this, I love the fact that they get another coaching voice in all of this. And you get a month plus of Popovich and Kerr and Pierce. And these, you've got the head coach, one of the, maybe the greatest head coach of all time, one of the greatest current coaches, and then the coach of a very entertaining young team. So you get three voices there that add a little bit of perspective. I think that's something that really will benefit these guys.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool opportunity, especially to be coached by Pop. And I didn't realize Kerr was an assistant coach, but that's also a cool opportunity. I think it's just a different voice, and it's maybe just a different perspective that I think will I don't know if it absolutely will, but it's just the opportunity to kind of present a differing voice and just maybe present things differently and maybe teach them – even if it's just like one lesson or one different way to approach this set or this type of system or just catching the ball this way or just doing something a little bit differently, I think is important. And it's just an opportunity. I think you in the NBA with coaches, there's a chance that sometimes if it's just too much, a coach's voice can get stale or it's you maybe start tuning them out just because, you know, it's the same thing you hear and it's just kind of human nature. And I don't necessarily think that's happening with the Celtics and all of these guys. I mean, Kemba's never actually had a full season with Brad, and all the other guys are so young that I don't necessarily think this is happening, but I just like the kind of opportunity to present a new perspective and give these guys a new perspective on coaching. So one, it keeps the Brad Stevens message as fresh and something new, but then it's also, you're right, Popovich is the greatest, probably coach, in the modern era, and then Kerr is just another voice. And so I think it's a cool opportunity for them just to kind of learn under different systems and kind of have Greg Popovich has never really spent a lot of his time breaking down, any of these guys' games. I'm sure he's watched film on them and appreciates their game, but in terms of like really trying to actively coach them to get better, I think it's just an interesting opportunity to hear a different perspective. And so I think for that regard, I think it's a cool opportunity for all of them. I'm most curious in the kind of Marcus Smart, Greg Popovich relationship, because I feel like Marcus Smart is every coach's like favorite player, and it just Pop with just how many quotes he has and just how just candid he is and how just like his gift of gab. I want to hear him just talk about Marcus Smart for 20 minutes straight. I think that would be like everyone's basketball dream.
I think that'd be fun. So he hasn't talked much specifically about Marcus Smart, but maybe we'll get more as he starts to play. Again, he's been cleared. He's fully healthy, and he is practicing with the national team in Australia. Here's the schedule one more time. So they play Thursday on Eastern time. It's a 5:30 a.m. start. This is a shout-out to all of our international listeners, because 5:30 in the morning, I am not waking up for that. I'm going to record it, and I'm going to watch it when I wake up. You guys get up at whatever time, 3 in the morning, and generally watch games. And now there's going to be a game that's probably more normal for you guys, and I'm going to sit here and complain about it ad nauseam.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I am just going to be very, very bitter about this. And
what's the point of having a Twitter account if you're not going to complain about minor inconveniences?
Oh, my God, and blow them out of proportion, which I will absolutely do. So, but shout out to the international folk. I know that you're going to be pissed off about this. I'm going to be a very obnoxious American about it. So 5:30 a.m. on Thursday, that's bullshit. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wake up at my own normal convenience and write about it when I wake up. Saturday, August 24th, the next scrimmage is at midnight, begins at midnight on Saturday. So if you're going
What kind of cuckoo system are they doing over there? 5:30 and then like, midnight? What's going on?
What's this basketball at midnight thing? Forget time zones. I want that East Coast bias. You start that game whatever 7 p.m. is at our time. What is that? It's probably like 4 in the morning or something crazy. But that's it. Midnight on Saturday, August 24th. And then Monday, August 26th, that Canadian game, 5:30 a.m. for that Eastern time. So adjust your time zones accordingly. We're going to take a break. Sam, I just made up a game in my head while you were talking. We're going to play it after the
break. Perfect.
Yes. Taking advantage of you being on vacation. We'll do that. First, there's a new NFL season. All you football fans out there, the new Locked On NFL is on fire. Last week, it was one of the most listened to NFL shows everywhere. So go check it out with expert analysis from former NFL scout Matt Williamson, hosted by Brian Peacock. Locked On NFL is your daily national podcast on all things NFL with Matt's unique take on the game. Follow Locked On NFL now on your favorite podcast provider. We're coming right back here on the Locked On Celtics podcast.
You are Locked On Celtics, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Before we play this game here, Sam, you were on vacation. You were not paying attention to things that happened. How closely were you paying attention to social media? Were you on Instagram? Were you following along and on Twitter?
I actually deleted Twitter from my phone. I wanted to experience the great outdoors.
Wow.
I didn't have Wi-Fi. I didn't have cell service. I occasionally checked in at the Tim Hortons when I could, because they had free Wi-Fi, but really very little.
Perfect.
Very little understanding of what's going on in America in the last 2 weeks.
So here's the game that I just made up.
I can tell you about Justin Trudeau, though.
I'm going to give you scenarios that over the past couple of weeks, you've been gone for what, 2 weeks?
Pretty much, yeah. 10 days.
Okay. You're going to tell me if this happened or didn't happen. It's basically a true or false. Okay. I'm going to tell you a scenario and you're going to tell me if that's something that happened or if I'm making it up. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Carson Edwards, Grant Williams were on Instagram at one of those hatchet throwing places in Cambridge.
Oh, man. Well, you said Cambridge, and the only hatchet throwing place I know is in Somerville, so I'm going to say that's false.
No, there's one in Cambridge.
Oh, it's a different hatchet throwing place. Was it a lot of good times had by all?
I mean, it's throwing hatchets. But you're right.
Oh, yeah, that sounds like a great time.
It didn't happen.
Oh!
It would be fun. It would be totally fun if that happened. I want to go to one of the hatchet things. I wasn't even sure. There may not be one in Cambridge. But I was sure that there was one there. There might be one. I think there is one in Cambridge.
There might be one.
I want to go.
There's definitely one in Union Square in Somerville. And I've been there before. And they encourage you to drink a lot of beers and then throw hatchets. And it's a good time. So no free advertisements, but it's a great time.
Now, we got to go there. Like, I'm big on the hatchet throwing thing.
I'm big on weaponry. I'm a big weaponry guy.
Carson Edwards and Grant Williams throw out the first pitch at Fenway. And in the middle of their whole tour, Grant Williams stopped to FaceTime Taco Fall for the fans.
That's got to be true.
That is absolutely true.
I believe that happened before I left. And so I saw a picture of Carson Edwards in the Green Monster, just looking generally confused about what it was and why he was there. And it made me laugh because it was just like, what is going on here? Yeah. But I believe that happened before I left, and I did see the joy that came over the crowd when Grant Williams FaceTimed Taco Fall.
I was there for that. I was actually walking around Fenway Park for that day, and it was a quite the jovial affair, and that was it was a fun thing. All of a sudden, out of nowhere, you just hear Taco. And there, it's a fun.
I did see footage. I saw footage of Taco Fall, I believe at Canobie Lake Park, and then there was a picture of him in the paper today in one of the teacups. It was hilarious.
Okay, there goes my next thing, because I was gonna do the Canobie Lake
Did
Park.
Taco Fall go to Canobie Lake Park?
Yeah, yeah.
I just want to shout out to Adam Himmelsbach, who wrote the article today about Taco Fall and his kind of like journey from Senegal. I didn't realize he hadn't been home in 7 years, and that like – how late he was to basketball. That was a really cool story. And it was just cool to hear about his journey and all like the tremendous growth he made from basically not playing basketball at all to UCF to actually like perhaps making it in the NBA. I thought it was just a cool little story from, cause everyone like has heard about the legend and seen him at Summer League, but that was cool to get all those details.
Yeah. I mean, Taco's story is great. I mean, he's a like really great story, and you really want to root for the guy. I know people, you get caught up in the fact that he's 7'6" and his name's Taco, but like he's like a really good story, and it's great to actually like legitimately root for him. Okay, speaking of Taco Fall worked out with Joel Embiid and posted a picture of him dunking on Embiid.
Well, see, I read the article, so I know he did work out with Drew Hanlon and Embiid, but I feel like I would have seen the dunking poster, so I'm going to go half true, half false.
Man, you're on it. You see, you're too online. You're too online for this to really be as effective as I thought it might be. You're still.
I got 20 minutes at Tim Hortons twice, so I feel like I got all my information at that time.
Yeah. Yeah. Why don't we just leave it there? I think that was enough shenanigans to carry us over. I've learned my lesson quickly that even you being like deleting social media, you get enough through like osmosis. You see enough in your little bits that you can get all of these.
Yeah, no, it was a difficult thing. I mean, I deleted Twitter app, but it doesn't mean I didn't immediately open Google Chrome on my phone and then go to Twitter.com. Like, it was more of a symbolic gesture in general. But yeah, I feel like I'm generally caught up. I'm just excited for the episode soon where we go through the Celtics schedule game by game and determine if it was a win or a loss.
That's something that's going to come up. We're going to get Millie's on the show to talk about his new album, to talk about the new intro, and to talk about his thoughts on the Celtics, because he's a gigantic Celtics fan. So stick around. We'll get Millie's on the show. We'll go through. We'll do our schedule thing. Then we'll talk about whatever. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that's happening, and obviously with USA basketball practicing, who knows what's going to come out of that. So stick around for that. Be sure to subscribe to the Locked On Celtics podcast. If you're new to the show, go ahead, subscribe, check us out. Rate us 5 stars if you're a subscriber. Give us that good written review because it helps us climb in those rankings, and we need to be doing that. It helps us out a lot. And as always, share the podcast when people ask you what they should be listening to. Tell them the Locked On Celtics with that new Millie's intro here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Rainy day.
Let's hear it again.
I'm so hyped right now. Anything's possible. Oh, my mama. Oh, my baby, ma. Anything's possible.
Rainy J's back with the vengeance. Back. All the real Celtics fans in attendance. Woo! This the truth like 34. Yeah. This like walking in the garden when you hear the roars. Crowd goes crazy, most in-depth coverage on the daily, mainly podcast royalty, the content kings. When you talking about the franchise with 17 rings, 17 banners, way up in the rafters, J. King, John Corrales, and Sam Jam Packard. Focus like Danny at the deadline, global with it, got a local feel like the red line, the blue line, the green line, play it in between time. I'ma throw my C's jersey on in the meantime and press play. When the F's done, I can't wait until the next day, trying to stay in tune with the C's, that's the best way. Millie's, Rainy J's.